Today we're going to share together at the Lord's table. As we share communion together. This is our communion service. Though we are a church that is currently spread apart, we gather together here at this table as one body in Christ Jesus. Communion is a time when we remember the sacrifice that Christ has made for each and every one of us. Let us remember that right now. Reminding ourselves of his desire that the good news be shared by everyone. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, we read these words from Jesus himself. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So as we gather here today at the Lord's table, it is good for us to recall the promises and the warnings given to us in Scripture. And so to examine ourselves and repent of our sins. This is what the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and ill, and a number of you have fallen asleep." Having heard these words from Scripture, let's pause here for a moment and contemplate what we have heard, asking God for forgiveness of our sins. We should also give thanks to God for his redemptive power given to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as we remember Christ's death for us, let us receive the promise of his love. And in doing so, let us resolve to serve him all the days of our life. During his ministry, Jesus was asked what were the commandments. His answer gives us a clear agenda, a manifesto. Some have called this the love manifesto. These are his words: "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbour as yourself. all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So let us pause again for a moment or two to contemplate these commands. Hear also our Lord's blessing on all those who follow him. The Beatitudes say this: blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs. Just think on this for a few moments in silence. As we approach the table, let us pray together that prayer that Jesus taught us himself, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks. Then he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So today we break this bread to remind us of the body of Christ given for us. To remind us that though we are many, we are one body, as we share in this one loaf. Let us eat together now. In the same way, after supper, Jesus took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Our Lord Jesus, as we share this cup, we remember your sacrifice, your blood poured out for us, your covenant of atonement and redemption. So now we will drink together as a sign of our fellowship with each other. Jesus, our one sacrifice for all, we remember. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. In dying, you destroyed our death. In resurrection, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come again in glory. Now let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your love shown to us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for his life and his ministry, announcing the good news of your kingdom and demonstrating its power in the lifting of the downtrodden and the healing of the sick and the loving of the loveless. Show us, Lord, how to do the same. We thank you too for his sacrificial death upon the cross, for the redemption of the world, and for your raising him to life again as a foretaste of the glory we shall share. And so we give you thanks for this bread and wine, symbols of our world and signs of your transforming love. Send your Holy Spirit now, we pray, that we may be renewed into the likeness of Jesus Christ and formed into his body. Embolden us that we might better signpost your kingdom. Empower us that we might serve your kingdom and share the good news with all we meet. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now, as we bring our communion service to an end, let us depart with a blessing. May the beauty of God be reflected in your eyes. May the love of God be reflected in your hands. May the wisdom of God be reflected in your words. And may the knowledge of God flow from your heart, that all might see, and that seeing, believe. For our God is the mighty God who has met with us here. So now go forth in his peace to serve whenever you are.